You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV. Transformers!
Hey, you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Today is June 16th, 2010. It's the future. I'm Brian Kilby. With me this week, I have XV, John DeLuna, Rob Springer, and JD Church. Guys, how's it going?
Awesome.
Great.
Other than Dion's leg just came off of my hand, but okay.
yeah.
It's a ball joint. No, it's not.
That's a snap joint. Wow, that's really loose. Okay, anyway, sorry.
You
didn't mean to bring it down.
Oh, no.
I pulled a Kilby.
JD broke it down.
I pulled a Kilby.
It's true. this is not the first show prior to BotCon or the last show prior to BotCon. We have one more. I may not be on the last show prior to BotCon. If I am, it'll probably be by phone.
We're kind of hoping for not, but you know, whatever.
I'll be on the phone as I'm driving down to Rob's house to pick Rob up to go to BotCon.
You guys are listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Brian just called me, and he was mugged.
yeah, I'm actually. You know, whenever I'm parked in the car, Kim's in Walmart or wherever, I lock the doors because I'm afraid I'll get mugged.
I do the same thing, and I live in a much nicer area than you do.
And it becomes like, who's going to mug you? Look at you. Nobody wants you. You know, you don't have anything.
Yeah, spoken like a wife.
They might want the car.
That's true. It is a nice car.
The car is nicer than I am, so, I mean, that makes sense. It's got handicap plates on it, so if somebody wants to take the car, they can park, you know, real close to the doors at places.
Yeah.
You know, I may be pretty big, but I'm not bulletproof. So, yeah, they can still get me, you know.
That's true. Ender's not here this week. I honestly don't know where he is. He just sent me an email saying that he wouldn't be here. So he'll be back next week. And I think we're probably going to have some special guests on so that Ender can talk more IDW. Because Ender loves talking about IDW and Transformers Ongoing. So great. Yeah, lots of stuff in the news to cover this week. Do we want to pass it around like we did last week?
Pass the doshi to the left front side.
So Rob, give us your first story.
Okay. Hey, did anybody else get their die on this week?
Got him right here.
No.
In one.
Got mine Saturday.
Now the other leg fell off. Awesome.
All
right. JD's finding problems I had. Apparently he's a apparently the plastic's a lower quality, so he's falling. He's easy to come apart in your hands. But yeah, Dion came out this week, and
so Hotshot is why my shoulders hurt.
Yes,
and now Dion is broke my hip.
So Dion is more like wear your safety belts, kids, because crash yeah. dummy action.
Now,
awesome.
Now Yartek came up with the why my shoulders hurt thing.
Right.
Is there a reason that he came? Just because it's funny. I mean, he didn't have funky shoulders or something. Yeah, he did, didn't he?
The original Hotshot had terrible shoulders.
Yeah.
That didn't move.
It's like he had like a strange combination of, I don't know, elephantitis and scoliosis, I guess.
But he was happy to have it.
Yeah.
He's just happy to be here. Hey, guys.
It's funny. No toy of that Hotshot character has had normal shoulder joints, even through to the Universe one.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's like they started doing it on purpose after a while.
You know, the Energon one, I think, was the biggest finger point, because it's like, okay, we don't have really a reason not to give him a normal shoulder joint, but instead, you guys like Springer's arms? There you go.
We all pretty satisfied, except for JD, though, with Dion.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just going to have to leave him in robot mode.
Yeah, I'm not going to transform him back. I think he looks great.
Yeah, a lot of people were kind of unhappy with the discontinuing of the membership cards, where just sent a bio card, and for your club member card, you got to print it off online. But does anyone ever use their membership card other than, oh, there's his bio?
No.
If you do, you should be beat up.
Yeah. I'm going to print it off, and the next time I got to show my ID, I'm going to show my membership card. Yeah, let me get this 12 pack of Coors, $10 of gas. Oh, ID? Yeah, here we go. Yep, in the club.
I didn't even realize there were, you know, that we even had ID cards.
Yeah, they're neat. It's just, yeah.
Okay, as far as ID cards go, I had a BK Kids Club ID card that I never used. I have a Mensa gift or ID card that I never use. Now I have a Transformers Collectors Club card that I never use. Fantastic.
I used to use a Dinosaurs Attack card for an ID. Just to be like, can I see some ID? Yeah, and I'd show that. And if they weren't, I knew that's how they weren't paying attention, because they'd be like, can I see that again? Yeah, that's me getting eaten by the dinosaur. Oh, you want to see my license? There, pay attention.
Boss. That's awesome. Hey, John, the next bit of news is pertinent to you.
It sure is. Today, I got my Punch Counterpunch and Shattered Glass Cyclonus. So I take it nobody else has yet?
I didn't. I skipped. I want.
Yeah, I wish I had a punch.
But I didn't want to spend the cash on it. Especially, you know, once I saw the pictures, I kind of didn't regret it.
Yeah. Does this have to do with the Pinhead? Be honest.
Yeah, he's microcephalic.
I like hugs.
Yeah, well, he does look like he has a shrunken head. I'll give you that. But both Punch and Counterpunch look significantly different from each other, which is nice. And it, you know, you can't argue the nostalgic factor. And the Pinhead, I actually kind of forgot it was there after a while. I kind of came to accept it. But it is exceptionally small for, like, even compared to other pinheaded Transformers, he is a pinhead among pinheads. But
I mean,
it's
like,
not
what
bad.
About Classics Blur? Or not Blur, Mirage.
That's a pretty tiny head.
Hey, he's got a
Yeah, he's close to that. He's similar to that.
He's such an amazing toy that I overlook it.
Yeah, Mirage is pretty exceptional.
He's like, I was talking
if I can't remember that he's not Blur.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine. I was giving him a ride like last week, which sounds like a euphemism, but it's
hop on my lap, little buddy. We're going to the store.
Back from work, and we were talking. He's a Transformers fan, and you know, he's going off about the IDW comic, and it sort of veered on to classics. And he mentioned Mirage, and I just thought that, you know, it was like, oh, he's going to talk about how much he hated Mirage. But surprisingly, he and I both agreed that Mirage is probably the best Classics toy.
It's really good.
He's fantastic.
Do you guys get the other uses of the mold? Like, I think I got every American one. I haven't bothered to be crazy completist, but
for,
yeah.
For
I got Drag Strip and Fracture, Crasher, yeah. Whatever.
And I got Minty Fresh one from 07.
Yeah, you got the from the Paint Your Own Transformer, whatever it's called.
It's like, it's a solid blue clear Mirage because he's invisible. Yay! No paint.
How does being blue equal invisible?
That's the color of air, XV. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Now
that's the color of water.
Air. Heart.
Don't you ever look into your toilet?
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Of course.
It's blue for a few minutes.
Yeah, that's true. So.
Yes, and then it's brown, right.
Hey, so JD, tell us about the next story.
Well, there's a story there, but yeah, there's going to be a lot of artists at BotCon.
And also at Rob's garage. So.
And yeah. Rob's garage.
We're just going to hold BotCon in my garage from now on, guys.
Yeah.
No, there are quite a few Transformers artists who are appearing. I saw that Dan Kana was going to be there. I think Dan's at every BotCon, though.
Yeah, they open up tables usually.
Yeah.
You know, I was actually mentioning to a friend yesterday that it's kind of still weird because it's like some of these guys, it's like they're going to be at BotCon, like featured guests. And it's like, I remember the days when it's like they were just other dudes that went to BotCon.
At BotCon, you just run into them. It's like, hey, how's it going? Man, I'm pretty good.
Oh, hey, it's Dan.
You know, it's a pretty easy way to have a free guest saying, hey, you guys coming to BotCon? Hey, guys, guess what? He's coming to BotCon. Yeah, he got a table and selling toys. Who cares? He's coming to BotCon.
Hey, we've got a table.
Yeah, come get our autograph.
No one wants our autograph. Actually, come give us the picture that you took of yourself giving Stan Bush a high five. That would be even better.
Or take a picture with Stan Bush.
Yes.
Or hug him. Or you know what? If you're not there, Photoshop. Come on, people. Work with me here.
Or at least you know buy what? A sign from him on iTunes.
You know what? Everyone high-five Stan Bush if you don't have a camera. He he'd high-five you.
Oh, cool. I'm just now looking. I don't know if this is in the news, but there is a BotCon Twitter contest. If you're on Twitter, follow BotCon and just give one BotCon-related tweet. I don't know, you know, if I can just do just one between the 24th and the 27th. You are eligible for an autographed print card. That's kind of cool.
And the thing is, watch whoever wins is someone going, damn it, I can't go to BotCon.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's what I'm going to be tweeting.
JD's getting a car.
Stupid house.
As you pick up Dion's legs.
Yes.
Stay together, Dion. Or
again.
Watch Dion impersonate C-3PO.
You pretty fragile toy.
He could be like a veteran of the war. You know what I mean?
Could be.
JD, that's great. Get like a Voyager-sized toy and strap Dion and his parts to its back and take a picture of that for us.
Yes.
Just
pile with the head so turned up. Backwards.
Just pile his torso up and play either one or Johnny Got His Gun.
That's right. Very serious.
The Decepticons have done with me.
I think our non-American fans are probably alienated by this point. Ironically, though, my copy of Johnny Got His Gun is like a Region 4. So, interesting.
See, you countered your own argument.
I know. There are quite a few toy rumors, including a Universe 3-pack, which is supposed to include Galvatron, Hot Rodimus, or Hot Rod, or whatever they call him. And
Rodimus?
Yeah, or whatever.
Rodimus Twinkie.
Rodimus Minor.
Is it not? I thought it was Major.
I don't know. I think it's just Rodimus.
It's one of those. Yes.
Major Rod.
Yeah, last time it was just Rodimus.
Possibly
Buzz Lightyear.
As well as, you know, rumor has it that Seacon set that we talked about a couple weeks ago is going to be a U.S. exclusive.
Wow.
It is the Duke Nukem Forever of Transformers collecting.
I mean, the TFCC version finally came out, and I didn't get it.
We've gotten it before.
Yeah, then we had the Beast Wars second set from like 12 years ago. It's pretty hard to come by.
They're both hard to come by.
Yeah, and so I mean, it's not. He's not that great. The Seacons are not that great, but you know, not everyone has them. Not everyone's seen them. I mean, they're not super rare as far as like U.S. combiners go. I would say that they're much more plentiful than Predaking and Predacons or Monstructor. But I mean, they're nowhere near as common as the Aerial Bots.
Yeah,
or
Devastator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had like at one time at least two Devastators. I mean,
just staring at each other.
It's like, here, you want a Devastator?
Want a Devastator? Got a cold? Go to Walgreens.
Yeah,
that's.
I wish those were still available. I bought like up a bunch of those and just ended up giving them away to like.
Every once in a while, I find them.
If you find some more, hold on to them for me.
Word.
There is a. reissue, meaning knockoff, Stunicon set I saw that's out. That's, you know, kind of interesting. Because
I believe the polite word is reproduction.
Yes, reproduction.
Rather than say reissue, I mean.
Well, yeah, it was a knockoff.
Yeah, it is a knockoff.
Yeah, but it looks like a pretty good one. The other set, the set that's been out, replaced, I forgot which two Stunicons are like Nose Cone and Lightspeed. And I'm like, you know, that's kind of cool but lame all at the same time. But this one includes all five Stunicons. So
wow.
Yeah, I think what most people are hoping. What?
What's the color scheme? Like, is it
right now?
G1?
Right now, it's the G1 color scheme. I think a lot of people are hoping that these people will take the obvious cue and, you know, do a G2 color set next.
You know, to make the set as it's not crazy colored. So the people who are doing the set obviously know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So they're either fans or they just see a market to jump onto. But I could really, I mean, totally see them doing something like that. I mean, I could see someone somewhere doing that. Mm-hmm. I would totally buy that.
Definitely. I mean, mine's got the Technobot legs. I'd like car legs.
Car legs. Car legs.
Yeah, Minotaur needs his car pants.
Minotaur don't like having space pants.
Hey, Rob, why don't you take the next bit of news?
What is the next bit of news? Oh, hey, guys. You know what I just said was pretty awesome? Well, how about Project Awesome? As in, you should be unleashing Project Awesome. With Stan Bush, let him unleash his awesome all over you at BotCon next week. Get a picture of yourself giving Stan Bush a high five, or better yet, a hug, and send it to us. You know, if you're afraid of people, if you've got some sort of weird social disease, let them high five your friends or your toys, or don't ghost high five Stan Bush though, or I'll smite you.
You guys want to hear it? You want to hear it?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Okay.
Hi, this is Stan Bush. Take a picture of yourself giving me a high five at BotCon 2010 and send it to RFC. See you guys at BotCon 2010. Unleash Project Awesome.
I about dropped a brick in my pants. You know, when I sent him an email. I was like, hey, Stan, would you mind if we did this? He's like, no. Hey, could you record us a promo? Sure. And there it is. That's the most awesome thing I think I've ever done.
Yeah. And yes, fist bumps are good too.
Fist bumps work. We'll accept.
You know, pinky swear with them. Do a little secret handshake. Do the high five thing where they go, I feel the need for speed. And they do XRL high five and they come back around and hit them again on the backside. Yeah, do that with Stan.
BotCon schedule is up. It's, you know, Friday. Yeah. Nothing to do on Friday. I mean, so obviously we'll find something to do, but Friday is pretty dead.
Is there ever anything to do on Friday at BotCon anymore?
Well, Friday, it's like a couple of panels, dealer room open, get out, Mystery Science Theater. And this year, it's like, get out, go to Disney.
Are they, the MST isn't part of the official convention anymore, but are they even doing it?
They're not doing it this year, I think, because of Disney. Probably next year it'll be back up.
I missed it. The MST is one of my favorite parts of BotCon. It's like one of the quintessential BotCon experiences, and it's sad. Mm-hmm. It's not really. I mean, they still make an effort to do it, but it's not like part of the convention.
Yeah, the whole Thursday night thing was pretty great, though. I mean, it's like, okay, I've been in line all day. I'm gonna sit here around these toys that none of you can touch, and we're all gonna laugh at the thing. You cannot touch it. You know, look, I stood in line for this thing. I'm not even touching it. It's not coming out of the bag.
You know, I've mentioned that I've always been a walk-in for BotCon. This is the first year that I'm not. But, you know, I have to say, if you're going as a walk-in, just show up Saturday. Unless you're going with a contingent of friends, there's really no reason to go to BotCon Friday if you're a walk-in because you can't get in.
At least you could be like those guys that stand around the outskirts and look in.
That was me, Rob.
What's going on in there? Stan Bush is giving everyone high fives and hugs.
No!
And Vince DiCola is asking people for Twizzlers. What's going on now? Peter Cullen's sober for 5 minutes straight. Come tonight, he is not going to be. He will be so drunk he thinks he was a Megatron. I'm not kidding, people. It happens.
Peter Cullen will not be appearing on RFC.
No.
Yeah. No, we pay him. He's like, oh, that's nice. Where's my money? Got bills to pay, you know.
Well, luckily, we have a celebrity impersonator, so we're good.
That's right.
Let's see. Let's skip the auto assembly news because Andrew's not here to talk about it. There's auto assembly stuff up, so you can find it on the news sites. There's plenty of stuff. I know we'll have some auto assembly coverage from Adam when auto assembly happens, but
assembly's pretty rad looking.
It is pretty rad looking. I wish I mean, it's like, you know, people in Europe for years we didn't have much of anything, and auto assembly has really become this really huge deal. So that's pretty sweet.
You want to drive there, Brian?
Yeah, work.
Let's work gas money together and get across the ocean.
We don't have space bridges, okay. So.
Just go find you one of those cars that you can drive across the water. You know, they're sealed up underneath or like a boat.
Yeah, I don't think that'll work.
We'll get on a garbage barge and just kind of float across, and hopefully it ends up there before the end of the con.
Hopefully wind up there.
Like, where are you guys going? All right. Hey, these guys are from another planet, Brian.
pretty sweet. So, War for Cybertron demo came out. Did anyone play it? I didn't.
I did.
Yeah.
You like it?
It's fun.
It looks Gears of War-ish.
Yeah. In fact, if you've played anything with the Unreal Engine in third person, you've played it. Well, I mean, that's just the multiplayer, though. I mean, when you get the single player, then I'll form an honest opinion, because that's what I'm really caring about.
So,
that's basically my take on it, too. It doesn't feel very Transformers-oriented at this point, but I'm sure once you get into, like, the campaign mode and everything, there will be, you know, a point where you will greatly benefit from actually transforming.
Yeah. I mean, it's a multiplayer deathmatch. You've done it before. Now you've got Prime on it, and you didn't have to install a WAD file to make it work.
Man, I loved Transquake so much. The Transquake guys on, actually, back in the day. I knew that we used to they linked to us. Man, it was cool back in the day being relevant and cool and hip.
Remember them rainbow trouser things?
Yeah.
Those are great. Totally. I was wearing them yesterday at work.
Okay, so I guess let's go ahead and take a break, and we will be back right after this.
In a cold, far away world.
This is Stan Bush, and you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Fighting the war for Cybertron, till all are one.
Transformers, defenders of truth, robots who fight in disguise.
Hi, this is Ender, and I'm not on most of this podcast so far, but I am on another podcast, and it's awesome. And what is the name of that podcast? I'm having trouble remembering.
Moonbase 2.
Yes, and who are you?
The Underbase. I'm Amy, also known as Lady Wreck. And me and my fellow podcasting reviewer, King Grimlock, are running the Underbase now as of this week. So come and join us.
Destroyed, demolished, eviscerated.
Oh, yeah.
We reviewed Transformers number 8. And you might want to, I don't know, bring some kind of ear protection or something. And if you experience any, you know, bleeding in that region, definitely, you know, consult a physician right away. And
exactly.
If you happen to work for IDW, you might just, you know, want to take the day off or call a therapist or something. Having a drink might help.
It could lessen the pain.
Sorry, but I'm not. So.
I'll say I'm sorry because I'm usually a generally nice person. So, yeah.
Yes, I'm lowering the standards of that podcast just in its infancy. So. Anyway, it's great. I'm loud. Enjoy it. And it's at moonbase2.org.
The Transformers, more than meets the eye.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show.
The Transformers, more than meets the eye. The Transformers, robots in disguise.
So, we're back. We took a little, you know, break there so we could collect ourselves and drink soda and, you know,
I took a dump
and take a dump. So
I lost 5 pounds in there.
I did not eat corn.
Yes, you did 3 weeks ago. So this is kind of for people who've never been to BotCon, but I guess it's really for people who've been to BotCon and been jerks.
This is an interesting.
there are a lot of people at BotCon that you'll encounter that to you are a celebrity. To them, they're normal people. In fact, I would say a good 95% of celebrities see themselves as normal people. Then you have the Tom Cruises and the Marilyn Mansons and people like that. So just some general rules of thumb for when you walk up to you know, the voice of character X or the artist of comic E. Guys, one, what are some faux pas that we've seen?
Number one, don't get drunk and point a G1 Megatron at someone and threaten to blow their head off unless they do an impression for you.
Yeah, that was a friend of ours. Yeah. He was the founder of RFC. So not going to say who he did it to, but that happened at BotCon 01. I think I saw that. I think I was actually there for that part. So. Yeah, that's a bad move. Don't.
It didn't turn out well. Is that what you're saying?
You know, don't yeah. Use a realistic transforming gun and point it at a Transformers voice actor.
Don't refer to them as the name of whatever favorite character that they voice. For example, you know, if you're talking to Gary Chalk, don't call him
Punky.
It's a stage name.
Yeah, and you know, keep the fiction in the fiction. Don't go up to him and start screaming because you don't like the fact that Optimus is a stupid monkey and not a superhero. You know, don't do that.
They didn't write it; they just spoke it.
You know, I think one thing we might really want to put out there and establish, because some people cross this line every year and haven't gotten it through their head yet, and they probably go to different conventions too. Don't be too affectionate with them.
Yeah,
they don't know who you are.
Unless the touching is returned, you know, try to keep the fondling to a minimum.
Wankus will not be there, and he's turned Christian, so don't expect any reciprocations.
Did he really?
Yeah. We'll see how the young lady with autism or whatever who hugged Peter Cullen and decided to give him a mooch last year.
Wow.
Yeah, and apparently he's like, oh, poor girl. It's just like, you know what? Peter Cullen might be drunk this time and punch you. the cons are coming. I got to run. And he goes running off doing his ER voice. Great, guys. Great.
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Take a sup bath, by the way.
Take a
You know, well, that'd be more of a general BotCon etiquette thing, though, wouldn't it?
Especially if you make a you want to meet one of these celebrities.
Yeah.
And if you meet them in a bar, you know, you can say hi to them. You can sit down, and you may even be able to strike up a conversation, but don't force it.
Yeah, don't be standing.
And don't overstay your welcome.
Don't be the guy who sees someone talking to, say, Scott McNeil, and stands to the side staring and smiling for like 10 minutes without saying anything. Because every one of us has had that experience, I know. Like, who's that guy? Is that your friend of yours? I don't know who this tart is.
One thing I'll keep in mind is that how these people, they're Transformer celebrities. Some of them barely remember voicing the characters, but some of them, like, you know, Simon Furman, are, you know, very, very much invested in Transformers. So you may be able to talk about my Transformers, you know, minutia with Furman and, you know, not, you know, Frank Welker Peter.
Right. Yeah.
Big Cody doesn't even remember he's on it.
Yeah. The difference being there's two types of celebrities. There's the type that created Transformers history, and there's the type that was just a part of it. And so don't be insulted or surprised by how little some people know about Transformers. As in, like, they don't know anything about Transformers.
Right. It's a paycheck.
Yeah. It's a paycheck.
Yeah.
But hey, that paycheck didn't bounce because of people like us.
That's true.
Yes. You know, say hi, say thanks, say, you know, but yeah. But definitely don't do the hanging out overwhelmed. Yeah, that's bad.
You know, one I've always noticed is, and there's always one or two weirdos a year do this too. Yeah, Scott McNeil, whoever they know who they did, okay? Half the time they know who they voiced. They're half the time they have fuzzy memories. Don't continually refer to the character as the Japanese name while you're talking to him.
Yeah.
Have you encountered that?
Oh, yeah, and then I've heard him correcting him during the thing. When I was voicing Waspinator, I'm sorry, not Waspinator. I was voicing Rodimus Prime, Convoy!
What?
Yeah, we're literally like correcting them during the panels by telling them the Japanese names. It's like, shut up, the American name came first.
Wow, that one's new to me.
I've had that a few times. Or I think the absolute weirdest for me, if you request them to do a voice, don't do your version of the voice at the same time they're doing it. Because you're ruining it, mullet guy. I'm not going to say your username here. You're ruining it, Mr. Razor Ramon imitator.
Oh, that's funny.
I mean, it'd be a real outsider kind of thing to do if you're an insider of the fandom to do your imitation while they're doing theirs, if you know what I'm saying. Man.
That's funny. What else?
Don't throw invisible toothpicks at them either.
Dress for warm weather. How about that? Dress for warm weather. Nobody likes perspiration.
Yeah.
Or the, you know, the side effects of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're getting better as we age, though. Becoming more hygienic.
As that's we get a good, married. That's a good one. Just came up in the chat. I know the people listening to this recording can hear it. Don't ask about slash into panels.
Yeah. Thanks,
Ender. Hey, there's Ender.
Hi, Ender.
Let's see here.
Are there any dealer room etiquette things, tips?
Yes.
With stealing.
Don't steal.
Don't steal. Oh, my gosh. My highlight of, like, my only BotCon was walking around the dealer room and someone yelling out something to the effect of, whoever stole my X9 Ravage, I'm going to break their arm.
Oh, I remember hearing about that.
It was awesome.
I remember, what was it? Someone stole a Nightbeat head, not Nightbeat, a Hosehead head. And it was like announced over the intercom several times. If anyone's seen a hosehead head laying around, please bring it to the concierge.
Just floating through the air.
Chris DeVito
could just spot one.
Didn't someone
I saw him in the restroom.
Was it Swift? Yeah.
He's or someone else?
Swift lost a camera.
Yeah, I thought it was.
He got it back a year and a half later.
Well, at least
really?
He did.
Yeah, it was like a very nice camera. It was like a professional grade camera long before like digital SLRs became mainstream. So it's a very expensive camera. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he got it back, which is pretty sweet. I lost a camera at BotCon and never got it back.
Oh.
But yeah, when security asks you to get off the sales floor, do what security says. I know. Yeah. So
yeah.
You know, follow. You know, just you know. Be cool. Don't go blow all your money as soon as you run in. I mean, it's your personal choice, but my recommendation would be not to blow all your money as soon as you walk in, because you easily can.
Yeah.
I think
Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
That's it. That's the place to be.
I think it's probably pretty good etiquette. If you're going to try to haggle the prices a little, remember it's still up to him or the dealer or not if you get to buy it for the price you worked out. Because I've seen many a temper tantrum over $2.
And these were like 40-year-old men, too. That's the sad part.
Yes, yeah. Just belly wiggling underneath the shirts. You were scalping.
Well, yeah. And that's going to be a bigger thing this year because there's also a Hot Wheels convention happening at the same place.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that.
It is going to smell like pure armpit and old towels.
Yeah. it's meth. There's going to be like cat urine smell. That's great.
Yeah. Brian, we're going to take a visit to the Hot Wheels show. I'm going to guarantee you we're going to meet some guy who's going to be like, oh, you guys collect hoes?
I can just imagine the guy with his shirt only going down to the top of his body, holding a bag of Doritos, shoving his arm all the way down into it, you know, with his hair's curly and, you know, he's in greasy and bald in the front, wearing glasses. I can just sort of, you know, see him looking at us like, you guys are pathetic. And, you know, he's right. We are.
I remember 04, because, you know, there's that gaming convention right there in the same convention center. This dude was dressed as Darth Vader, and I guess he decided to pay day price for BotCon or OTFCC and come visit the robot nerds and walk around so we all see his super cool costume. And he walked around, he walked by me, and I swear I heard creep out from behind Darth Vader. And I was just like, is he going to cut me up with a laser sword if I told him that's like weak to do that? He chunked the dude without even touching him. Yeah.
Pretty sweet. What about at panels? I mean, there are all sorts of things, faux pas that we've seen at panels.
There's all kinds of stories over the years of how people have behaved at panels.
We've covered a lot of them.
Sometimes it's me.
Yeah, sometimes it's Rob.
Oops.
Who was it that Hoop made cry, like sob right in the middle of the panel?
Wally Burr.
Wally Burr, yeah, don't do that.
What did he do to Wally Burr?
Yeah, what did he say?
Hey, Wally, he was talking about, was it Orson Welles?
No, he asked him about, I can't pronounce, Chris Latta. He asked him if he had any memories of Chris Latta. And Wally Burr start talking, and you know, apparently Chris Lott is well loved among the voice community of the time. And he starts talking about him, and he starts and this old mean, and mind you, every voice actor on this panel is petrified of this old man 20 years later still. And they're like looking at this mean old man, starts crying. And you can kind of see like one of his face like, I wish I had that power. Why didn't I think of this? I mean, it was like he was in tears over Chris Latta's memory. It was crazy. Wow. It was just like, ugh. I mean, he just, I mean, sad, pure emotion came out. I was like, wow, I thought he was going to beat me up there for a minute when I asked for his autograph.
Eric, how early that you should be in line for autographs?
Depends on
who the autographs are for.
Yeah,
as long as it's not Peter Cullen, you should be good.
Here's a tip on that. How about this? Don't stand in line, because there's going to be ample chances, there are every year, to just get their autograph at some random time.
Yeah, yeah. The hotel,
like,
bar.
You know, before the panels, after the panels, they'll be walking through the hotels.
That's almost certainly guaranteed that you're going to, but I'd bank on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With Scott McNeil and Peter Cullen, it's pretty much like standing in line overnight for KISS tickets in 1975. I mean, you're going to be there all day.
I can understand, you know, amongst, you know, like us, why Scott McNeil would be, you know, so popular. But, I mean, amongst the general populace, I don't really get that.
Well, he's done just about 1,000,001 voices. Like, watch TV, he's on it.
Yeah, that's true.
And the thing is, he gives everyone equal time. Like, he wants to make, you know, he's just so gracious that people appreciate his work. And you got to be like, that's really admirable. Till you stand in the line for 2 hours and he's just randomly talking to some other guy. And you're like, okay, really, shut up about Facebook.
It's like, can you do Piccolo's voice?
The funniest thing about Scott McNeil is, if you really want to talk to Scott McNeil, around 7 or so, the hotel where the con's at, stand outside where all the people are smoking.
That's true.
He will walk right up and just go, hey, guys, how's it going? And we'll talk about everything but cartoons. He's literally going to be like, hey, can I hang out with you guys? Cool. Don't ask me to do my Wolverine voice, okay? All right.
Yeah, hey. A friend of mine was talking about the best, like, getting to meet Warren Ellis out behind a convention once, you know, where everyone was smoking.
Mm-hmm.
He asked Warren Ellis to shake his hand, and he did, but he gave him this crazy look as he did it, because apparently he has this thing about touching people.
Scott McNeil will be at the smoking area. Peter Cullen will be in the bar. I don't know about Perceptor. We don't know about how he's going to be. Who knows? He might be the wild card of the bunch. And pull out guns, start shooting everyone.
I don't know anything about him, but, you know, Perceptor wasn't like the hippest cat on the show.
The thing is, I've always really liked his toy, like a whole bunch. So I might, you know, I haven't done the autograph since 2005 because I'm just like, okay, I've got all your signatures already. Him, I might, could you sign this for me? Thank you. You don't get Peter Cullen's line? No.
No, who cares?
Nah, I got stuff to do. I paid to do here.
And Peter Cullen's awesome. I have very little interest in meeting him.
I've met him and he's cool, and chances are I'll meet him again. It's just those long lines. I'm sorry, you end up like killing a whole day in those. And I'm just, you know, I paid a lot of money to go here. I want to do something or stand in line. I'm bitter. No, I missed all the Sunday before Scott McNeil's line.
It's perfectly understandable. You don't want to stand in a line the whole time you're at a convention.
I mean, is there a roller coaster
to pick up
thing?
Your toys?
Yeah, come on now. Is it Space Mountain? No. You get Fast Pass or something?
So now this is the first time that BotCon's actually been at somewhere that someone might actually want to go to, you know, like.
Everyone wants to go to the Steak and Shake down the road.
Attractive. You know, Durham.
Oh, man, I'd love some Steak and Shake.
You don't have Steak and Shake there?
They closed them all.
That's
wow, what?
Weak.
But
we have a Ponderosa instead.
Oh, great.
Dallas
was
quite a replacement.
Yeah, this was awesome because it's kind of almost like the gates of hell, and I appreciated that. Everything in Chicago was basically within walking distance, but it wasn't an easy walking distance. It was like, you know, like a 2 hours walk. But I mean, you know, this is Orlando. This is Disney World. You can just walk out and, you know, ride a roller coaster or whatever.
Imagine that.
Or a teacup.
You can ride a dark ride because there's 1,000,000 dark rides, but you know what? They're good dark rides, and you're going to enjoy yourself.
Now, I mean, how often does the average person go to Disney World? Maybe twice in their life. I've never been. I've fairly little interest.
This will be my second time.
I mean, how are you going to decide what you're going to do? I mean, are you, how much time are you going to dedicate to Disney and how much time are you going to dedicate to BotCon? I intend to not do Disney at all, except for maybe a get-together on Friday night.
I'm doing the After 4 pass on Magic Kingdom with a girlfriend Friday night. Aside from that, dude, what a bad time to have Disney BotCon at Disney World.
Yeah. But,
dude, yeah, I'm going to leave Magic Kingdom at least because you hear about Disneyland. Yeah, that's what you're hearing about. So it's like that's the quintessential Disney experience right there for me.
What about Euro Disney? I want a BotCon at Euro Disney.
They would probably pay
you. It sounds
you.
Like Durham.
Yeah, it's that sounds good.
So how's this Denny's look? Disney.
It's got a Goofy in it.
Nope, that's just the waiter. He's got a thing.
He's got a growth.
Yeah. Well, at least he wears his gloves now. Oh, good, good.
So anything else for any other preparatory suggestions for BotCon?
How about food?
Food, yes.
Yeah, food.
Oh, that's a big
one. I'm prepared.
Is there a Waffle House nearby?
I am packing a backpack full of protein bars. That's what I did in BotCon 05, and I lost 20 pounds.
I'm probably going to have to do the same because my hotel has food within like a block walking distance. But actually on Disney, what are you going to do in the hotel? Go to, you know, eat at the cafe or something in there? Oh, great. $20 a hamburger. Okay.
Ironically, I actually weigh about what I did at BotCon 05, which kind of sucks.
Oh. Hey, you're looking pretty sharp at BotCon 05. You lost some weight by then.
I know. BotCon 06, yeah. I was in pretty great shape. BotCon 05, I had lost a lot of weight, but much better than I was, say, at OTFCC 03. But, you know, I'm still a long ways from where I was in 06. Where I wrestled Susp in the floor. No, that was 07. I wrestled Susp in the...
yeah, for the title.
The lobby of the hotel. That
in a cage.
I've been waiting to get all right behind you all weekend, Brian. I mean, let's wrestle.
Hotels hate Ouija.
Yeah, hate Ouija. Yeah.
You know, 08, they set up a little hot dog stand right out front of the dealer's room, which became like a godsend. I really wish they'd do something like that this one.
07 had sushi outside, which is pretty
cool. That's right.
That was awesome.
And that food court was right there with plenty to eat at, although expensive.
06 had free booze.
Yes. 05. No, 05.
05 had free booze.
Yeah. And free Chex Mix. Yay.
Forgot about that.
Booze and Chex Mix.
Well, they had a soda machine open. It had free breakfast, and then it had the soda machine on, and they'd forget to turn it off. So just carry a cup with you, and you had soda all weekend. Or if you're like Rob and figure out there's a switch on the back, guys, I got it back on. Bring your cups. Hope you like Pepsi, because that's all they got here.
Yeah, 05 had an awesome breakfast bar.
Yes.
Yeah, it totally did.
I was like calling people, dude, you didn't stay at a hotel? Well, just come in. I don't think they're checking.
No, they really weren't. They weren't. No, they weren't checking at all.
Although, boo on the people, because, you know, they had the whole, what was the hurricane after Katrina that came right after? And the refugees were, a lot of them took.
Rita.
Yeah, Rita. A lot of refugees were sent to our hotel at BotCon. Yeah. And they, of course, FEMA or whatever ordered a whole bunch of Domino's pizza for them to feed these poor people who just been kicked out of their home by nature. And I saw BotCon people getting slices of pizza.
Aww.
And I was like,
come on.
Dude. Quit asking about the toy and get over here. I remember Gabe went and got a couple of them and gave him beer and stuff.
Gabe's awesome.
Yeah.
So any final suggestions for BotCon?
Comfy shoes.
Yeah, I was going to pack my Chucks for 03. I am so glad I didn't.
No, Chucks are a bad idea for convent. This con. I don't know about other conventions because some of them it's not as much. Yeah.
Chucks are a bad idea for convent life. I do agree. So,
Skechers seem to be really popular at the cons, if you notice.
Skechers are great. Yeah.
Yeah. Comfy shoes.
Yeah. And as DevCon pointed out again, deodorant.
Yes.
BotCon has gotten so much better about that, though. But people who have only been to BotCon recently don't realize what a nasty cesspool it was. It was awful.
I remember in 01. I went up to a dealer. I forgot. It was a smaller dealer room. If you remember, it was split up into that one large one and then the smaller dealer room. I went up, and he had like a box of random G1 Guides Missing Guns for like $5 a piece. And I was like looking through them, hoping to score some good finds. and this dude walks past me. And I haven't seen him at one prior or one after, so I don't know if he's just some local guy who came to the con. You know, like a water slide, how you get water, you know, the water slide fills?
Yeah.
It was like that, but warm and just like rubbed up against me. I was just like, what? And I like kind of freaked out for a minute and ran to the bathroom to clean off.
Panic attack.
Well, I mean, it's just out of nowhere. Mothman walked past me and rubbed sweat all over me.
Golden Vixie in the chat is pointing out you want to get sleep. I agree.
Fuck with that.
Yeah, but
whatever.
I probably get about 2 hours average a night during BotCon.
Hey, this is BotCon. I can sleep when I'm dead.
Well, I got the girlfriend with me, so chances are I'll sleep because I'll be spending time with her in the evening. But yeah, if you're there with your friends and you don't have like your romantic partner of interest or whatever, you're going to sleep 30 minutes in the bathroom and then go back to con. And it's like, hey, the panels are closed. So what? There's a guy with a room party in room 509 and he's got beer.
Awesome. I'm going to add Ender on. Ender just popped on. Actually, he's been trying to reach me for the last 3 minutes, but
I hate sleep.
Yes.
Yeah. Overrated.
You know, I don't, except for maybe doing some podcast stuff and posting stuff to T-Formers and to TFRadio.net, I don't really expect to be in the room at all.
Last year, I kept getting stuck sleeping under the air conditioner, and I got pneumonia.
That sucks.
And yeah, like, nearly died. That was what I really took home from BotCon last year.
Well, that pretty much says it all. Don't sleep under the air conditioner.
Yeah.
And your advice for BotCon.
That's gonna be the theme of next year's BotCon, actually.
Yeah,
or Cape thing.
Yeah, BotCon 2011. Don't get pneumonia.
That's actually the theme of the set. It'll be like Repugnus and some monsters. Like, this set sounds pretty badass.
Ratchet and first aid, maybe.
Yeah, you know, I was joking, but I kind of like the way this set sounds.
The Ender Classic. Don't get pneumonia.
Ender, do you have any other recommendations?
Yeah. No, not really. Avoid the booth full of overweight people on the podcast. I don't know.
Yeah, that'll be. Never mind. I'm not gonna say it.
See a plain table with some unhappy looking chubby men. That's probably.
That fortunately, if there's any podcast coverage, it will be full of overweight dudes. So I mean, seriously, not just us.
Yeah. That's generally podcast the shape.
Yeah,
yeah.
We are the.
Well, our gravitational field is actually a part of broadcasting the show.
That's true. So. next week, I don't think we're doing the next. Next week, we're doing like a small show. I don't anticipate we'll actually have that many people listening, you know, because most people listening will probably be going to BotCon. Not everyone, but most people. The week after, will be a... Yeah, I know. We'll be
they might need something to listen to in the car.
That's true.
On the plane?
The week after is would normally be our big monthly live show. Probably won't do that unless we do some sort of unless it's BotCon theme and people give their impressions of the show and everything. But the week after next is also the 1 year anniversary of our return to podcasting, so we'll have to come figure out some sort of way to celebrate that. It's been a year that we've been back from the dead,
and I can't believe we've actually been doing it consistently in all that time.
I thought it was going to go back for a month and then I would quit again, but no, here we are a year later. It's pretty sweet.
In celebration, they're going to kick me off the show.
Yeah. And they're going to kill Ender.
We're going to barbecue him.
It's a sacrifice to the angst gods.
Where's your angst god now, hippie? Come here.
So, yeah, so don't forget, BotCon, give Stan Bush a high five. He deserves one. If he has music.
For all the times you have actually rocked out when no one was looking to the touch.
Exactly.
I do when people are looking on the way to work. That's right. I got the touch. Shut up. You're listening to Lady Gaga. I got the power. Shut up. You're listening to Backstreet Boys. Yeah.
For every time you've been depressed, crying into your pillow, and the touch has brought you out.
When all hell's breaking loose and you've been in the eye of the storm.
You're a winner.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't do this. Don't do this. Stop it. Jesus. What do people do when I'm not here? God.
You got the power.
Yes! So after 5 minutes, people are singing. Singing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that well, when I'm not on my podcast for 5 minutes, everybody starts talking about Pokemon.
That's it.
Yeah.
Music.
So, unless we have also might as well wrap this up. We have New Soundwave. It's a packed show. E3 is upon us, so we're going to cover that. Anything else, guys? Anything at all?
Transformers Nefarious number 4, unlike its predecessor, did not suck.
Really?
Yeah. It actually like had a bunch of, it actually had so much story movement, I thought that you could have probably halved it and put it in the last issue and made it work. Cool. As opposed to it being like hitting the reset button.
I haven't had a chance to read it, but next week we'll talk about it.
Yeah. Right. It's movie-verse, but you know.
We'll talk about it on Sunday on Fanboyances.
Yeah.
Which is our good podcast. So, not the Fanboy Versus.
You got the touch. I bought comics this week. I'll have something to talk about.
That's a-
you got the power. Everybody now.
No, Rob. No.
Oh, wait. I'm listening to it. You
no,
can't
no,
hear.
No, no.
No, Rob.
No Stairway to Heaven.
Let it go. Let it go.
All right. Yeah. Do not do that while we are at the table, because they will probably sit us right next to Stan Bush, and you'll be doing that all day.
Maybe Stan Bush will join him.
Yeah. That would be awesome, rocking out with Stan Bush at BotCon 2010. Rob,
if you can make that happen, get a video of it for the YouTube channel.
Of course.
I'm going to sing Derek's always like that song a little bit better.
Yeah, I like Derek a little better.
That tummy's hanging out. Yeah! I'll
be like, oh, God. Before the end of it, sing the Humpty Dance.
Well, you know, you can win if you dare.
Yeah.
Right, stop watching Stan Bush.
All right.
The funky old dance that you're used to.
Okay, so we'll be back next week. I may not actually be on the show, but if I am, you know, like.
Be back to you next week with the Tone Deaf T-Formers podcast.
So check us out, tfradio.net. Lots of podcasts there. Like I said, the aforementioned Fanboy Versus, which is our comic book podcast. We have Superhero Time, which is our Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and Sentai podcast. We have, that's it, isn't it? No, we have Gabe. It's called Hiatus.
But Outside the Cage.
Yeah, Gabe is actually on, he's in the Navy.
Yes. He's on Maneuvers.
Or something, whatever they call
it. He's hunting Cobra.
Yes, he's out hunting Cobra.
Gabe's on a boat.
He's on a submarine. Yeah.
I bet he never thought he'd be on a boat.
Gabe's on a sunken boat.
Yeah.
It's a little known fact, but I'm actually on Superhero Time and Outside the Cage. I just don't have anything to say.
That's right.
I would have something to say, though.
I just sit there aghast. I can't.
So do I.
Every once in a while, you can hear a little low, what? But it's you know, kind of quiet.
So you say that, then we're going to be like, man, we hate John Cena. What? John Cena's the best wrestler ever. I mean, yeah.
Let's
make sure to tune in for our future Guess Ender's Blood Pressure Contest.
We'll be back next week. Check out tfradio.net. Thank you guys for being here. And I want to thank everyone for listening.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.